What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
So you talk about the spirit of idolatry, and I think that that's an interesting perspective when we come in talking about lust as well as fornication. So can you just break down what exactly is it that we're idolizing?
What we're idolizing is something that belongs to us in the first place, which is the funny part. You know, God is love. Everything that we need, because he designed us, everything that we want, everything we desire, everything we need is in him. And what we're idolizing is those very needs, but we just don't want to go to him for it because of the fallen nature of the flesh. We want to go the quick way. We want to get the fast food instead of going out and get the healthy food, because the healthy food requires a process. It costs a little bit more money. It has more of a process to it. And so it's the same thing when it comes down to relationships. You know, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And the flesh doesn't want to do that. The flesh wants to go straight to it. The flesh wants to get filled up quick. Whereas the spirit of a person needs the process. We need the wisdom. We need the revelation. We need the experiences. We need the things that we even need the warfare. We need all of those things that we go through, because even in the midst of the warfare, there's typically going to be some revelation. But fornication, or the way it shows up as idolatry, is because it is a desire to submit. It is a desire to submit to something other than God in exchange for getting something that God didn't want us to have, or something that we already would have in God if we went through the process. So, for example, it's like you have children. Your children, if they come to you at 7 years old and they say, Mom, can I get the keys to the car? You can have a car reserved for them. You're not going to give it to them, because in this, you love them enough to say no, because I want you to live. I don't want you to get a ticket, but I don't want you to go out here and hurt yourself in any way either. And so there are certain things that you put on the top shelf, certain things you put out of their reach, not because you don't want them to have them eventually, but because of where they are right now. They won't understand it. So consequently, they can't see over the dashboard. They can't see out the window, which would cause them to hurt themselves or somebody else. It's the same thing when it comes down to fornication. Whenever we have that void, there is a desire there to go out there and chase the thing that belongs to us, when God is saying, chase me. And he says, seek me, and I'll fill all of those voids. But the enemy says, why would you go through all that? That's too much of a process. You ain't no telling when God's going to give. This is why he said, walk by faith and not by sight. There's no telling when God going to give you what you want, or how he's going to give you what you want. And so the enemy says, if you take this route, you can go get it right now, and it will come to you right now, and you don't have to worry a thing. And then you could just come back and repent. And this is what the enemy said, you can come back and repent, which is where a lot of Christians have a false understanding of repentance. Repentance doesn't mean to say I'm sorry. You know, it's like having a cheater. They come back and say I'm sorry, and they go cheat again, and they say I'm sorry, and they cheat again, and they say I'm sorry. They're not sorry. They're just caught, or they're dealing with a stronghold. They're sorry when they turn away from it. They're sorry when they go and say, hey, I got a problem. You know, I have a problem. I don't know how to get over this, and I don't know how to do this. This is what God requires of us. And when he said, confess your sins one to another, he told us to confess our sins to him. When we confess our sins to him, what we're saying is, I'm struggling over here. I don't know how to overcome this. And so consequently, when we're confessing our sins to God, what we're doing is we're taking those ungodly desires. We're casting our burden upon the Lord. However, when it comes down to like fornication, it's adultery, because instead of casting that burden onto the Lord, you listen to the voice in your mind, which is the enemy. The voice in the mind, which he plays what I call a demonic commercial called an imagination, why God said casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. The enemy plays this imagination in your mind, this commercial. You can have love, acceptance. You can have all that right now. But all you got to do is you got to sin. You got to sin to get it, but you can get it right now. Whereas God is going to make you die to yourself, crucify yourself, and it could be years down the road before you get it. But
what if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, confidence and peace of mind with Prenuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started for as low as $25 at WeightWatchers.com.
All medications require eligibility and prescription. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
Easter should be the best day of the year. It's a celebration of the resurrection of hope. Come to Crossroads Church and celebrate an empty tomb and a living hope. Info and service times at crossroads.net.
If I give in to it right now, the enemy says I can have it right now. And then when you give in to it, then you start to feed it. And once you start to feed it, you just put a seed in the ground and that seed's going to grow up. And that seed is demon food. And this is where spirits come in. That's why I say demons don't come in and make people bad. They come in and make them worse. You know, they come in because we're sowing into the sin. And then whenever that garden starts to grow up, which is going to be the works of the flesh, that's when the enemy is easy for him to come in. But basically, idolatry is just chasing after another god. Even if you don't recognize it, identify it, bow to it, worship it, it's still chasing something else or putting something before him. He said, put no other gods before me or have no other gods before me. Anytime anything comes before him, that means in chronology, anything you put, and not just even chronology, he's saying in my face, right? And we know that he's omnipresent, so everything we do is in his face. But it's having another god in the presence of the living God. And it is, even if it's cell phones, if it's marriage, if it's I want to be acceptance, I want to be accepted. All of those things can serve as idols. Fornication is going to be the most recognizable one because this is the ritualistic part. Because in this, you're literally giving your body as a sacrifice. You're sacrificing your body in this where your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, but you're sacrificing your body to get the thing that you want instead of sacrificing your flesh to do the will of God.
So what principalities take over us to make these things so cyclical to where they just keep happening over and over? And because I know you said the true definition of repentance is saying, I'm not going to do it again. But for the person who keeps doing it again, what is over them that makes them keep operating in that real?
Lucifer, if I can break it down, it's going to be Lucifer is going to be the head in that, because in there, Lucifer said, I will be like God, or I will be like, I will lift my throne above the stars of God. I will sit my seat on the, who was that, the north of the congregation. I will be like God. It's Lucifer is going to be the overarcher. And then there are other principalities under him, but that's the overarching. It's the desire to be like God. It's the desire to be, to have what I want.
Everything that we want by ourselves, opposed to surrendering to,
yes,
to wait on it to get it.
People are in competition with Yahweh. And they don't realize it because it's like, okay, God, you're making me die. You're making me do this. You're making me do that in order for me to get what I wanted. I got to go through all of this. And so consequently, I don't want to go through all of that. But then there's that voice that Eve heard that still comes into our fallen nature. Well, you ain't got to do all that. You can go this route instead, and you can get all of those things, and you won't need God, and you'll get all those things because there's this belief within that if I had all those things, I'd be satisfied. It's a lie. It's lust. You can never feel, because every void is God size. Every void is God size. You can never feel a void, which is why you have multimillionaires that, or billionaires that will get to the top and still kill themselves. They kill themselves because they thought, as soon as I get to the top and I have all the money and I have all the fame and I have all of this, I'll be happy. It doesn't happen. Instead, the void gets bigger because they're having to feed it with doing a lot of evil things in order to feed it. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger, which means more higher ranking spirits come in. And consequently, they realize I'm more desperate now, I'm more sad now. I feel more isolated now than I've ever felt. And that's the worst place to be, is because in that space, they say, well, there is no hope for me. If this ain't happening, this ain't good enough. There is no hope for me. So then they decide, that's when they start talking about or even attempting to take their life.
Because they feel like they reached everything.
Yes.
And at the end, it's still nothing.
Got to the end of the rainbow.